Unit 7. Happiness and Success. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C. Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. What does Mary do for a living? What does Mary do for a living?
I'm afraid you must work harder if you want to succeed. I'm afraid you must work harder if you want to succeed.
Three. Do you think our environment is being polluted? Do you think our environment is being polluted?
Four. What's the lady in red over there? What's the lady in red over there?
Five. Could you do my hair at 3 o'clock this afternoon? Could you do my hair at 3 o'clock this afternoon? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper.
6. When do you plan to have a baby?
Never thought about that yet. I'm afraid I can't bear the child delivering pains.
Question. Why doesn't the woman want to have a baby? When do you plan to have a baby?
Never thought about that yet. I'm afraid I can't bear the child delivering pains.
Question. Why doesn't the woman want to have a baby?
Seven. The long vacation is around the corner. Do you have any plan?
Oh, we've long decided to travel around the land by cycling.
Question. How does the man plan to travel? The long vacation is around the corner. Do you have any plan?
Oh, we've long decided to travel around the land by cycling.
Question. How does the man plan to travel? Eight. Have you found a new job yet?
No, I no longer need to do that. I choose to be a freelancer. That suits me better.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? Have you found a new job yet?
No, I no longer need to do that. I choose to be a freelancer. That suits me better.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
Nine. My God, I can't bear that any longer. I'm tired of being jammed in the bus for 1 hour to work.
Why not start your own business?
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? My God, I can't bear that any longer. I'm tired of being jammed in the bus for 1 hour to work.
Why not start your own business?
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
Ten. The twins are so different.
Yes, the elder likes to carry on his bag, touring everywhere, while the younger never comes out of the door.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? The twins are so different.
Yes, the elder likes to carry on his bag, touring everywhere, while the younger never comes out of the door.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. First reading.
The idiom, no pains, no gains, has been misused by some people as an excuse for their failures. With the idiom as an excuse, some people do nothing to prevent failures before achieving success. It is true that failures cannot always be avoided, and those who can draw lessons from defeat can usually succeed at last. But it certainly is wrong to take the idiom, no pains, no gains, as an umbrella to excuse oneself. Nobody can afford too much time and money to waste, so steps must be taken to avoid certain failures.
Second reading.
The idiom, no pains, no gains, has been misused by some people as an excuse for their failures. With the idiom as an excuse, some people do nothing to prevent failures before achieving success. It is true that failures cannot always be avoided, and those who can draw lessons from defeat can usually succeed at last. But it certainly is wrong to take the idiom, no pains, no gains, as an umbrella to excuse oneself. Nobody can afford too much time and money to waste, so steps must be taken to avoid certain failures.
Final reading.
The idiom, no pains, no gains, has been misused by some people as an excuse for their failures. With the idiom as an excuse, some people do nothing to prevent failures before achieving success. It is true that failures cannot always be avoided, and those who can draw lessons from defeat can usually succeed at last. But it certainly is wrong to take the idiom, no pains, no gains, as an umbrella to excuse oneself. Nobody can afford too much time and money to waste, so steps must be taken to avoid certain failures.